Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
6:22. Good morning. Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on a Monday, October the 20th. A nasty October the 20th outside.
Oh, I already know.
You're waking up with the number one Bill and Jessica Show.
Hopefully the showers just pass through. Sunny skies today. Breezy and cooler highs in the upper 60s.
All right. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We want you to send us a virtual shout out. All right. Download the free Power app right there in your app store. Top left hand side. Click on shout out. You can enter your info. Tap on the mic. Record whatever you want to say. Upload it right here in the studio.
Yep.
A lot of y'all have a lot to say about the NFL yesterday. So go ahead and record it.
Oh, boy.
Don't be scared.
Oh, boy.
Don't be scared. Go ahead and record it and send it in. And, you know, as long as it's clean, we'll play it on the air. So, again, your request, dedication, shout us out, talk some NFL trash, whatever you want to do. Let us know what you love about us and Power, et cetera. Whatever you want to say. Again, virtual shout out up on the free Power 101.7 app. Again, download the app, top left-hand side, click on shout out, record it, upload it right here, and we'll play it back on the radio. Tons of stuff for you coming up this morning. 6:35 and 8:35, we got Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. We have physician, TV personality, our good friend, Dr. Ian Smith.
Yes.
He's going to be back on the show. Been talking to him over the years. Love Dr. Ian. He's got his 29th book.
Goodness.
Wow. He's something else. 29th book. And it's actually not like a, you know, a diet book, not like to help you lose weight. It's actually a private investigator series. It's a fiction.
Nice.
So looking forward to talking to him. It's actually the fifth in his popular Ash Kane series. So we'll talk to him after 7 o'clock. 7:20 and 8:20, we got phone checks with Clarissa Jenkins. Question of the day. We have food news this morning, the audio vault, and so much more. Yeah, the NFL. That was quite a day yesterday.
Oh, boy.
You know, well, I
we've all been there.
Jess, your Eagles?
Yeah, no, we pulled off
my wife and son's Eagles.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, we pulled off that W. Jalen and the crew.
Yeah, there you go. Eagles came through with the W yesterday. We're going to go over all the scores coming up. But shout out to my man, Nishawn, checking in, who's a Bears fan, but loves Dallas.
Oh, gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a Bears fan, but loves Dallas. Yeah, I said to him, I said, I thought you were a Bears fan because he's talking trash to me from yesterday. He's like, yeah, I'm a Bears fan, but since you talk that trash about my Bears, I'm going to pick you. Pick on you no matter who the Commanders play.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. I wrote up yesterday, you know, win, lose, or tie, I'm a Washington fan till I die. But look, very tough game to watch yesterday. Jaden, Terry, Debo, Noah, everybody hurt. But, hey, look, no excuses. We sucked yesterday. But don't worry. We'll be back. We'll be back. I'll talk my ish. I'm a little concerned about Jaden Daniels. You know, he got taken out yesterday. Yeah. Marcus Mariota, they said a hamstring. Mm-hmm. So he's supposed to have an MRI today.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
He did give a thumbs up to his mom, though.
He did.
So I was like, all right, that's positive.
Yeah.
Letting her know he was good.
I did get a text from my buddy Walt yesterday, of course. Not until the end of the game.
What was it? Eyeballs.
It was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be eyeballs, but all he wrote was "Hi, Bill."
Stop.
Yeah, something dumb. And then he put the eyeballs. Okay.
Hi, Bill.
Bill. You know what I said? Nothing. Nothing. Yes. Nothing. Nothing. That's how I do. See, when Washington loses, I don't respond to the foolishness. I don't answer. I don't respond.
I was receiving messages for you.
Because of why? Probably because I didn't answer.
Probably.
Kendall started talking trash.
Okay.
He texted me as well.
All right.
He started texting some memes. And, you know, it's dumb.
Yes.
So dumb.
All of your friends are Dallas fans.
They're jacked up.
That's crazy.
my jacked up friends, Carl.
Yes.
I did hear from Carl yesterday.
He sent me some stuff too.
Yeah, he sent some. He sent some, you some stuff, and you're an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
See, because you know what it is when Dallas wins big like that, they don't know how to act.
They're not experienced with that kind of win.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
They don't know how to act.
No.
They like act like they ain't never won nothing.
They're not used to this. Well, they haven't.
They're inexperienced winners. They're inexperienced.
Winners.
I mean, they act like that. You can't like let them win because you can't let them out the house. They don't know how to act.
They don't know how to act.
No. So, but yeah, I was getting a bunch of messages, and I was getting some messages on, Facebook as, agreeing with me that, we'll be back. It's tough, whatever. Mm. So a lot of Washington fans came out of the woodworks, it's all good.
That is tough.
But yeah, our defense was sucking it up yesterday. It is what it is. It is what it is. But I imagine we'll hear some more,
Definitely.
This morning from the Dallas fans.
Definitely.
So. Oh, boy. 628, it's the Bill and Jessica Show. Let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trends.
On Power 101.7.
All right, thetopicalfruit.com did a roundup of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. All right, here we go. We always have fun with these. The Teal Pumpkin Project took off.
I do remember that.
Also, YouTube Red debuted with no ads.
Oh.
And October the 21st, 2015, was Back to the Future Day. That's the day they supposedly traveled to Back to the Future Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
October 21st, 2015. A new report analyzed ghost sightings across America. New York is the most haunted state, while Georgia is the least ghostly.
Oh.
Did space junk hit a plane over the Utah on Thursday? Well, the odds are low, but experts are struggling to come up with other explanations. A layer of windshield shattered at 36,000 feet, and glass got all over the cockpit, and it was on its way from Denver to L.A. with 134 passengers. Thankfully, they're all okay. But space junk is what they're calling it.
Oh, snap.
So that's kind of crazy,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's so scary.
Just in time for TPing season. Yeah, like toilet papering season. Charmin's ridiculously large forever rolls of toilet paper are back. They're like 22 rolls in one.
Gosh.
And they're being rolled out online at Amazon and stores nationwide.
Does anybody do that anymore?
I haven't seen it.
Is it still a thing? I didn't think it was.
Some people saying, I wish they would.
Mischief night.
I wish they would. A shoe company, On, is facing a class action lawsuit. Yeah, customers have been complaining because their cloud shoes supposedly won't stop squeaking as they walk, and it's embarrassing.
Oh.
That's not the cloud foam.
No.
They're called cloud shoes. They're kind of like, are they like those?
You'll know it when you see
it. They look like bubbles.
No.
That's not it. Like the like it's like Crocs, but it looks like bubbles.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
But that's not them. Those. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, whatever they are, they're squeaking.
They squeak.
Have you ever spent way too much money trying to win a cheap stuffed animal at a carnival? Well, cops in New York say three guys broke into an amusement park and stole 200 stuffed animals.
What?
Yeah, they're still looking for them, but security cameras got clear shots of their faces. So.
What was the point? Idiots.
They want to win them for, their girls.
No.
And here's a couple good news stories that are floating around this morning. A girls volleyball team in Texas raised money and bought their high school janitor a new car.
What?
Wow, that's a good gesture, right? A mom in California bought an old Scream mask at Goodwill that ended up selling online on eBay for $856.
Why so much?
It's like one of the old Scream masks.
What?
Also, it was the original production, by the way, that ran in 1991, 5 years before the masks were used in the first movie. So, I guess that's why it was worth so much.
A lot of money.
And here's a few signs that someone might be lying.
Okay.
You trying to catch a liar?
Let's hear it.
Someone might be lying. Long pauses in the conversation.
Long pauses.
Also, fidgeting.
Mm-hmm.
Eye dancing. They're like looking all over while they're looking at you. Supposed to be looking at you, but they're like,
Looking all over. Okay. I like this.
Also, overcompensation, kind of like mansplaining.
Yes.
Telling you too much and you don't really care to hear. And using too many filler words.
Filler words.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that
I
might
like
be
that list.
You know, a sign that somebody might be lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a liar. Hmm.
A few.
The problem is when they become professional liars, then you're in trouble. I call them scary liars.